Welcome to Inner Bloom, a podcast about how to live a happier, healthier, more harmonious life as you learn how to work with the universe, reconnect with your intuition, and bloom from within. I'm Alexa, a writer, producer, and EFT practitioner with a passion for all things metaphysical. And with me is my friend and co-host, Ambi.
I'm Ambi, a physical therapy assistant, mom of three, and intuitive medium who has been communicating with the spirit world since the age of five. Some might call it woo-woo, but from our perspective, anything is possible, and we intend to normalize the abnormal by sharing our own life experiences as well as intuitive insights, channeled material, wisdom from special guests, and any other resources we believe will help our souls expand and thrive.
Hello, all you bloomers. We are back for another episode. I am Alexa, and with me is my amazing co-host, Ambi. Hey, Ambi, what's up?
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
It's going great over here. I was going to tell you, I've like finally started dreaming again because I finally stopped smoking marijuana. And so I've been having a lot of dreams, and it's been awesome. And last night, I dreamed that I could fly. Like on a – well, it was on a stick, kind of like a witch. So and actually in the dream, a little dog was teaching me how to fly. So it was kind of like the Wizard of Oz, I guess, or something. But it was cool because I was like really learning and practicing how to fly in my dream, and I was like showing other people that I could do it, and it was pretty cool. So I'm like feeling good over here, happy that I'm dreaming again. How are you? What's up with you?
That is awesome. I've actually had a dream before where I flew, and it's so amazing. I love it. It's one of those dreams like you never forget.
Yes. Flying is the best.
It is. So something weird happened to me this morning. So I was driving to a specific location because sometimes when I channel, I get told to go to like a specific spot. So I just do it now, and I'm driving to a specific location, and I started to get this intense jaw pain on my left side, and I'm like, what is happening? Why is this going on? It doesn't make any sense to me. So then my whole jaw started like clenching down, like lockjaw, and I'm like, what is this? So I said, Spirit, if this is you, please make it stop, and it went away almost instantly. So I said, what is happening? So then it felt like my face was like going numb. Like my whole left side of my face was like kind of like melting. And whoa. I thought, oh my God, am I having a stroke? And so I pull my visor down and I look in the mirror and I check my smile and I look at my eyes and I'm not. But then when I put the mirror away, it felt like it again. And I'm thinking, okay, someone's trying to show me how they passed. So then I said, or is this, and I could tell it was a male. And I said, are you trying to show me how you passed? And he said, yes. And I said, okay, well, I have someone before you and I know she didn't pass. I know she didn't pass of a stroke. So if you could just hold off for a minute and then, you know, after I channel that person, I'll come back to you. And it stopped and went away. So.
Wow. You don't know, you don't know who it was though?
No, I have two readings after this, so it might have something to do with one of them. But
interesting.
I don't know if you know.
Well,
I know that the person that we're talking about today had two other people in the car. They both died at the scene, right?
See, I didn't even know that. So
oh, you didn't? Yeah.
No. But what I was going to tell you was, remember like a few weeks ago when my partner's grandfather popped up?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I later found out that he died of a stroke.
Did he?
Yeah.
Huh. Because it was definitely a male presence. It wasn't a female presence because I was really trying to feel into it and it was definitely a male presence.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll have to keep us updated on that. the mysteries of the spirits that come to Ambi. I feel like it's a, you know, it's like a a serialized episodic journey. So we will see. We will find out. But yeah, so what Ambie's alluding to with we're about to channel someone is today we are going to try to connect to Princess Diana, who was beloved, the princess of, you know, England, of the monarch, of the, gosh, I can't really talk about this very well. I guess I should have done my research. But she was a beloved, she was married to Prince Charles, and she was, she's the mother of Prince Harry and Prince William. And she was just this beloved figure in the UK, just truly beloved. And she was also kind of like a rebel in a way, from what I understand. She really...
Yep. Called the People's Queen. Because the people loved her, but the monarchy did not.
Yes. She was very much for the people, and she didn't do things the way that the monarchy wanted her to. And she had a little bit of scandal around her at certain points. And anyway, eventually she passed in this very tragic accident where the paparazzi was chasing her car down, and she passed in a car accident. So a couple things before we start. Ambie, I kind of wanted to fill them in on like all these celebrity spirit interviews and how we kind of ended up in with Diana. When Ambie and I first started talking and she was connecting to spirits and we were kind of experimenting with channeling and stuff, I was like, what about, have you ever tried to channel a celebrity spirit? And she was like, no, I just kind of never really thought to do that. And I was like, oh, well, I've just seen it on like another channel. And, you know, there are a couple people that I think would be interesting. And she was like, oh, yeah, well, let's give it a try. And so the first person that we ever tried to channel was a DJ who had recently passed named Avicii, who was like pretty important to my life because I worked in the music industry and he worked in the genre of music that I was working in. And he passed very suddenly. So we connected.
And I'm such a dork that I didn't even know who he was. I genuinely thought this was Alexa's friend. So genuinely had no clue who this person was.
But then later, after you channeled him, then you realized who you knew his songs.
Yeah, then I Googled him after I channeled him, and I was like, oh, my gosh, yeah. No way. So.
Yeah, and he was really sweet, and it was really kind of an awesome experience for all of us just connecting with him because he had some kind of unfinished business and some things he wanted some help with, and Ambie kind of helped him out with that. And anyway, so then afterwards we were like, well, who should we do next? And we decided to do Robin Williams. And that was an interesting one, which we filmed. We videoed that. We have a video of that, which maybe we'll release. I'm not sure. Ambie kind of said he had an attitude. I don't know. It was kind of funny.
Okay, so here's my thing. Here's my thing. Avicii or Tim? Super nice guy, super sweet, super nice guy. Didn't even realize he was famous. Okay. Yeah. Very sweet. Robin Williams, I feel like was kind of a jerk. I'm sorry if everybody loves him. I loved him too. And I still do love him, but it was very much like, you knew he was a celebrity. You knew he was famous. Didn't have time to talk to us type of thing. Which, you know, in the big scheme of things, like, who am I talking to Robin Williams? I get it. But no other celebrity has made me feel like that. So that's my least favorite one.
Yeah, he was kind of a little impatient. But it seemed like he had a kind of a very distinct personality, as, you know, he probably did in real life. So anyway, that was the first one we recorded, and we didn't release that one because we were just kind of still feeling things out. And then the next one we recorded was Kate Spade because she had just passed away. And, you know, we thought it would be interesting to connect to her. So when we connected to her, she actually helped us out quite a bit and was really insightful and said some really beautiful things. Specifically about like living out loud and like, you know, expressing yourself. And she had some really strong messages about like, you know, be bold with like your life, because I think that's what her life was about. But she also was kind of explaining to us that what we were doing with her was not exactly kosher. It's not that it was wrong. It's just that she was saying, like, the reason you're connecting to me is because I just died, and there's no actual connection. You guys don't care about fashion. And that's true. Neither of us really do care about fashion. So she was kind of educating us on, like, when it's kind of right to connect with spirits, and when it's not. Go ahead, Amy. Sorry.
Well, no, you're fine. I was just saying, I agree. Like, Tim influenced you in a big way, right?
Yeah.
So that was Avicii. Sorry. That was definitely, like, something, more personal. And same thing with Robin Williams. He influenced you and I both in many different ways, and he was the character from our childhood. Yeah. So that was different. But Kate Spade was purely, and I think everybody does this when they're starting out, Kate Spade was purely to see what she would say and if we could do it. Mm-hmm. And she was basically saying that that's not right, that we were going about it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. And she actually ended up, like, staying and talking with us quite a while to help us and explain to us. And she was really nurturing, actually. Like, she was really sweet, and actually, like, really kind of taking the time to explain things to us. And it really helped. So anyway, we decided not to release that episode just out of respect for her. But she is the one who said, because we were like, well, we don't understand, like, who should we be connecting to, who's like connected to us. She goes, Gandhi is one, and that's how we ended up interviewing Gandhi. But she said Princess Diana is another, and we said, well, wait a minute, why Gandhi and Princess Diana? Because neither of us actually really were connected to either of them, you know?
Yeah.
And she said, well, because their vibration was so high when they were humans, that when they were in their human bodies, that essentially they are very close to source. Like, their vibration and their perspective, and they were about the people. They really cared about humanity. And so that's a different case, she said. So that is how we are here, about to interview Princess Diana, because, yes, she is apparently, you know, apparently we were led here, so we're going to do it.
See how it goes.
Yes, we'll see how it goes. And also, I think we're going to try to do some more celebrity spirit interviews, but so send us your suggestions if any of you feel very called. But I just keep in mind, I think we're going to keep it limited to ones that we feel are in alignment with, you know, what Kate Spade was explaining to us. So, but yeah, we would love your suggestions. And anyway, okay, let's get to Kate Spade. I mean, sorry, let's get to Princess Diana. I'm so sorry, Kate. Let's get to Princess Diana. Okay, so Ambi, okay. Let us know when you're ready.
Okay, let me just. Okay. So the first thing I hear is soap dish. Does that make any? So I want to write these down. Soap dish, because I don't know what that means.
I'll write it down. I don't know what that means either. What else?
I don't have any, like, soap dishes in my direct. I'm looking around, like, maybe I picked something up, like, with my eyes, and you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I don't see anything like that.
Oh, wait a minute. I just looked it up. There's a royalty collectible Prince Charles soap dish with Diana's face on it too.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
Interesting.
Okay. Essentially, go ahead and ask questions. Let's see if that.
Okay. Well, is there
some things off?
Is there anything else that she can that we can use to validate that it's her?
Well, yeah. Let's. Can you ask her questions?
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
I feel like there's more than one person here. There's like a group of people with me right now.
Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting because, okay. So, hi, Diana. It's nice to meet you.
Likewise. She's like,
okay.
Like, not bowing, but like curtsying, if you were.
Oh,
okay. I don't know. Not a full curtsy, but like a half curtsy.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense at all.
Okay. Yes. Can we ask how she passed?
In a car accident, instantly.
Okay. And why is there why does it feel like there is a group of people with you right now?
Because there was always a group of people with her when she was alive.
In a good way or a bad way?
Neither. That's just how it was when she was alive.
So that's...
hold on. Someone's saying that that because they realize that I can hear them and see them, they've kind of I'm collecting them is what the word they used. And I'm not collecting them, but like they're like jumping on board, like, okay, I would like my turn to talk to my loved one. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. So other spirits are being attracted to this conversation right now.
Yes, they sure are.
Okay. Are they related to Diana, or they're just people? They're just other spirits?
Not all of them, no.
Okay. Well, hey, everybody.
Not all of them.
You know, that's not the first time I've actually on another channel was interviewing Martin Luther King, and there was a group of people kind of following him as well, lining up around him as well. So that's interesting, because it seems like when these spirits are big lights, like when they were big forces, that happens or something. That
I want to say, though, that with – okay, so I just asked them, why didn't this happen with Gandhi? Mm-hmm. When I was with Gandhi, I was told to go to the beach, and it was very early in the morning, and there was nobody at the beach,
okay?
No physical person. There was, like, maybe 5 people total at the beach that day. Mm-hmm. But with Diana, I was told to go to our little, like, downtown area. And there are people walking around all over. And I feel like the location is really what's drawing people around. Does that make sense? I don't know if it makes sense because they're spirits, but still it's like.
Well, do you think you were guided to go there for this reading for that reason? Okay.
Yeah, maybe for that reason. But also, like, when I'm walking around, I've never been to London, never in my life. But I get the feeling that I'm in London because of, like, the cobblestones that are here and, like, the sensations and the smells that are happening. Like, all the restaurants are starting to get ready for the day, so I can smell all the food and, like, all of that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Okay, cool. Well, so, Diana, what was your purpose when you were here on Earth?
To bring peace, she's saying, to mankind, and to extend love to all.
And do you feel that you accomplished that?
She says I do.
I do too. There are still people who, you know, we had someone on Positive Head, the other podcast that I host on One Day a Week. There was a guest on who's a medium. Several weeks ago, and he was saying that he feels very connected to your energy and always has, and he believes that in the future you are going to be like that. Diana is going to be like looked at the way that we look at like goddesses, essentially. Is that, do you feel resonance with that?
She said thank you, and before you started talking, she said I'm still working, I'm still opening hearts, and I'm still here for the people. But after you were talking, she said, hold on. I lost it. I'm sorry. What was it? It was not perception. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just saying there is a man who's a medium who he said that he believes that like Diana in the future, people are going to look to Diana like the way that like as an active like energy in our society that influence like a goddess, like it's going to be a very big part of our society in some way. Does she resonate with that?
She's like blushing about that. But she's essentially what she's telling me is that she feels honored and called, but it's her persona. That's what it was. Her persona that will be the goddess, not her physical being, as
right.
I'm sure everyone understands. Yeah.
Right.
And that we, so now I'm seeing like images of like Wonder Woman, and I'm seeing images of like other iconic, not real characters that women embody. Mm-hmm. And she's saying we all have this within us. This is mm-hmm. something that's when it within all of us is that feminine, that divine feminine is what she's saying.
Yes, that is what he was referencing. Okay, great.
And releasing the masculine side, but embracing it as you release it.
Right, putting it all back into balance.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Great, yeah. And so is she someone that – how is she still helping to open hearts? Like, how is she still working with people?
Well, what she's showing me, I don't really understand. I'm just going to share it with you.
Yeah.
She's showing me her spirit, like her actual spirit, taking her spirit hand, which is sounds funny, but taking her spirit hand and putting it through people's chest to their heart, like touching their heart.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know how to
like
interpret
that one.
She's actually
coming through people and like opening them when available. Is that taking the opportunities?
And so taking people that are starting to wake up, because I see that image again of like someone shaking someone awake.
Mm.
And it's that image of when you're in the process of waking someone up, that's when the heart gets touched.
Mm. Has she interacted with you and I?
Not before this.
Okay. So how is she – do people – is she interact with people who call on her, or how does she choose who she's
She chooses.
Helping?
She chooses who she interacts with based on the actions that they take when no one is watching.
Oh, okay. And what about
– But it's not a worth issue. It's not one's more worthy than the other. It's not like that. It's just – I'm trying to interpret what she's telling me. She gets to decide who she, sometimes it's people that she wants to help that that need more love. And sometimes it's people that are doing a great job, and they need to feel loved.
Mm, that's nice. What about her sons? Is she working through them?
Always, all the time. She's always with them.
Mm, you can feel it. You can feel it through. I'm literally dying. The
redhead? Oh,
yeah, Harry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm dying to ask. Yes. Harry. I'm dying to ask about him.
Yeah, she's with him a lot.
Yeah.
And he takes on her persona a lot.
You can absolutely feel it 100%. Every time I look at him, I can feel her. Completely. I'm like on the edge of my seat right now. What did she think about the royal wedding to Meghan Markle?
I don't know how to say this. I don't know if I want to say it. I really don't.
Oh, okay.
I get the sensation that Meghan's intentions are not of pure love. Does that make sense?
Really? I mean, here's why I say really, because here's why I say really, because from my perspective, see, I'm not even really into this stuff. Like, I was surprised that I even watched the royal wedding, because normally I really don't feel anything like that, or I'm not – because I honestly feel like Prince William and, like, what's her name, Kate, that was kind of very – it felt very, like stiff and, like, not really love to me. But when I watched this wedding, it felt so deep to me. Like, I really felt like, wow, they're amazing together. So That's just surprising to me. I mean, I don't know.
So a couple of things I think that I'm going to interject for everything for a second. I get the sensation, okay, that sometimes we put Diana on a pedestal, but she was human, okay?
Okay.
And it just feels like one of those things where you're mom doesn't like someone you date and you don't know why.
Oh, okay.
That's what it feels like to me, because he's her baby.
Yeah.
And no one's good enough for her baby. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But in the same aspect, she is saying that he's going to learn a lot and he's going to grow from this relationship, and that they will have children. They will be together for a while. And I think she does love him, but she loves the idea of him more. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah.
So,
and I,
you're like, nope, I'm not buying it.
No, I can see that. I can, I'm sure that's possible. And you know, I think it's pretty hard too when you're put in this position to even maybe know what you're, I'm saying, if you're her, if you were Meghan Markle, right? And you're already in the spotlight, but then like you meet this guy who's like the prince. It's like, how can you even kind of tell what you're feeling sometimes, whether it's just head over heels in love for him, or it's, you know, you love him and he's great, and there's this whole other life that comes with it, and you're just head over heels in love with that. It's like, sometimes I feel so much passion for what we're doing here with this podcast. Like, I don't even know. I'm just saying, it's like also a job type of thing that she's taking on. Right. So it's like, yeah, totally. And
yeah,
that's totally plausible.
And I get that. And I agree with you in the same aspect. And I'm not, so she wants to clarify that she's not saying that she only married him for the money or for the title, but she is saying that she feels like she wasn't in, she's not in love with her son as much as she should. She feels like she should
be. Okay. Okay. I see. I got it. Okay, Diana. Respect for sure. But here's the thing, is that this marriage, right, has represented, there's been a lot of change in the way that things were traditionally done just by this marriage. And I think that was a big part of why it felt so meaningful as well, and why it was so emotional for me, is like just looking at all the thing, you know, the black like choir, just all the kind of traditional rules that were broken for this wedding, and kind of what it symbolizes, that like she's half black and this is like mixed race and it's really kind of changing things up. What does she feel about that?
That part, she gets a sensation that it reminds her of when she was alive.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
yes,
when
I
she
do.
Was in there. And I think a lot of tabloids have kind of compared the two of them together a lot. So in that aspect, she realizes that she's a strong woman, and that she doesn't know almost what she signed up for.
I get that.
She hopes that she rocks the boat more than Diana did.
Yeah. Well, it seems like she is rocking the boat a bit, which is a good thing, I think. That's cool. Speaking of rocking the boat, Diana, what exactly – I saw a clip of you the other day that I've never seen before, and it was so vulnerable and beautiful, and you were being interviewed by, I think, Mark.
A clip of her crying. Is she crying in the interview?
No, she's just talking about how the monarchy does not like her, and that she pushes, she does things in a different way, and that she leads with her heart, not with her head, and that they don't like that. And that she was talking about how she loves, she's there for the people, and that they don't like that either. So what was the whole issue there?
She's just showing me an image of her crying in an interview where she like had to take her microphone off and like kind of stop the interview at that point.
What was that about?
Sometimes it's too much, she said. And that sometimes they don't realize that we're people, that we're just people. And she's alluding to the fact that this isn't her words, but she's alluding to the fact that they expected her to be a robot and to just do what she said, right? But she has a heart and she's a person. And she had things that she wanted, and she had goals that she wanted to fulfill and people that she wanted to help. And she saw her title as something that she could do, something that she could use to help others instead of sitting around wearing a tiara.
Yeah. And that's why people felt so connected to you. So what advice would you give to...
You say she spoke for people when they had no voice.
Yes. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah.
And she's showing me a picture of her in a different country. Begins with a T.
Tanzania or something?
No.
Oh.
I can't pronounce it. I'm so sorry. She's showing it in front of me and I just can't pronounce it.
Okay.
Taganda, maybe?
Is it African?
I think so, yeah.
And what was she doing there?
She's playing with children. She was just playing with kids. And she's helping bring awareness to how really dire their situation was, how she's saying poverty, how much poverty they were going through at the time, and that it wasn't right. It's not right that people live like that, and then people live like her, where they're in a castle and they get whatever they want and they don't necessarily have to do anything. The imbalance there is not right.
What would she be doing today if she was alive? What would she be working on?
Something with women, something going on with women's rights. And I asked her if that was in America, and she said no, in London still. So over in the UK, something with women's rights. I don't know what's going on over
there
right
something,
now.
So there is something going on. I'm pretty sure it's in London, about if you're raped. I think this is in London. There was just something that was going on about if you're raped or you're in an abusive relationship, like women sometimes need to escape, and that they can't escape because of their jobs. Their jobs won't give them time off or anything. There's something going on like that. Was that it?
She's saying that's one part of it, but there's so many other moving parts of it. And she's showing me like it's a poster of a woman, and she's standing there with her fist in the air.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So,
her.
Yeah, so I, it's that poster, yeah. But it's, and other women in other countries too, women are being murdered just because they're women. And she's definitely, a woman in, like, empowering other women. I'm so sorry about the traffic. And also children. She's talking about children, how they're being sold like cattle, and it's not okay. And it's not right.
Yeah, we were kind of talking, is that what?
She's showing me the Canadian border.
Canadian border, okay. Yeah, does that have to do with what we were talking to Gandhi about?
She's putting her hand, like, kind of.
Okay.
Like, kind of. Okay. So.
Is that going to be, like, coming to light? Like.
Unfortunately, she says they're squishing it down. She's showing me, like, stepping on something. So, and I hear the word unfortunately. So I would assume no.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big, what she's saying is it's a big conspiracy in the media right now. They're trying to hide as much of it as they can.
Mm-hmm. But doesn't she foresee, I mean, well, does she, how, what does she think of the shift that's happening right now with like the planet and society and the awakening? What does she think of that?
The shift of power is what she's saying, mm-hmm. which is different than what you're talking about. She's talking more political. Okay. Was she very political? Do you know?
Yes.
I feel like she was. Yeah.
Yes. Cause she was involved in a lot of that, I think.
Okay. Because she still wants to be involved in that. So essentially, the shift in politics is coming very quickly. And she's excited to see change in that area. She's already alluding to change that has already happened in other countries where women are stepping in and making more of, they're speaking their voice mm-hmm. more than they have in the past. Mm-hmm. And she's going to like to see that in other countries as well.
Mm. What do you think is the best, like, what do you think, for example, Ambi and I should be focusing on with this podcast to help bring change?
She said, great question. Step into that divine feminine power that you both have mm-hmm. and really, really feel into that, really feel into she's showing me like puppies and kittens and things of that nature. So I don't know if that means like
that comes
happiness.
Up so much.
Yeah, I don't know if that just means like being happy,
like
and
unconditional love.
Let me. It's more than unconditional love. She says it's more of a moving into a strong. Like she's showing me like a very regal woman with like a crown on her head and. Standing up proper and moving into a position like that where it's you're very strong and you're standing in your knowing and you're standing in your power, but then it's also a combination of puppies and being empathetic for people and knowing that you have character and you're trying to bring out the best in every moment
wow
in every person that you interact with
yeah.
And really listening. She said that was her gift, is she listened to people. She would just sit mm-hmm. there and want to know their story. Mm-hmm. And people underestimate the power of listening.
Oh, girl, I got you. That is something that I'm constantly working on. And I got it. I actually got that word tattooed on the left side of my body because I've come to understand the power. But yes, that's something that, I mean, I personally am still working on. And yes, that is very powerful. And I think you're right. We do underestimate the power of listening because when people feel heard, they are healed in a certain way. Right.
Right. And then when they feel heard, they will care about themselves, which mm-hmm. in turn they'll care about you, which in turn they'll care about the world. She's showing me the whole world.
Mm.
They become better people when they feel heard.
Yes. Yes, because when we don't feel heard, we do things to act out to feel heard because we feel like we're not being treated fairly or listened to or that we don't matter. So we like throw a tantrum basically in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that feeling of scarcity comes up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow. That's really powerful. Thank you for that. That's really – and honestly, I mean, when you were describing what we should be doing, all I kept picturing was just – be like Diana, I guess. You're now I get why you're going to come into play as this like persona that people are going to look up to because you really did embody what you're talking about that we should be moving towards, and that resonates with me quite deeply. So I get that.
She said thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. What other you know, if let's say your sons ever listen to this. I mean, I'm laughing, but let's say your sons were to ever listen to this, like, what would you do, or or just the people? What else do you want the people to know?
My sons are beautiful people, she said, and I'm very, very proud of the way that they, the men that they've turned into, the way that they've been raised. Mm-hmm. And she's proud of her grandchildren as well. She's showing me her grandkids. And then she's also, and it's like almost surreal that she's a grandmother. It's very strange. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? I don't know if it makes sense or not. But
yeah, probably because she's not.
It's very strange.
Because she wasn't there. She passed when they were children. So it probably is very strange.
But she wants people, and she's showing me like an ear and like tapping the ear, like listen again.
Okay.
So really listen to each other and listen to your heart. She's pointing to to the chest.
And what will
happen? She keeps saying divine feminine for all, not just for women, but for all.
Yeah. So what does that mean for men?
That means compassion, understanding, because she answered the question before you said it, actually.
Okay.
Compassion, understanding, and really being that mother, that nurturer. And again, going back to the listening component instead of just waiting to speak.
Right. Instead of, right, tuning out what other people are saying until our turn. Yeah.
And I feel like, not to stereotype, because Diana is not on board with what I'm saying, just for the record. I feel like a lot of men have a really hard time moving into that listening component, you know?
Yes. And that's what I was going to ask. How can we as women help them? How can we as women help the men? Because I think right now men are getting this really, really, really negative, bad rap. And while it may be true that our society so far has been dominated by the masculine in a very unbalanced way, I really have the strong feeling that it's really not the answer to kind of backlash against them. And like, it's like they are that way. They have been acting that way for a reason, because we have been teaching them to act that way. So how can we, you know, as women, step into our power without diminishing them or punishing them? Because I really don't feel like that's the answer.
She agrees with you. That's not the answer, because she doesn't want violence and she doesn't agree with violence. But she's saying lead by example. If you lead by example, they'll follow you.
Okay. Yep. That resonates. Okay. Cool. Ambie, do you have any questions for her?
I don't. I don't have any questions for her. I am just kind of in awe. So I just like watching and being here.
I have a question as well. Diana, what happened when you transitioned? First of all, did you know that you were going to pass when you did?
I get the sensation that it happened very quickly, and she was afraid, but she wasn't, like, when she transitioned, it happened very fast, okay?
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't, like, a long process,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't get to say goodbye. And actually, I know how she passed away, so that's, I mean, I feel like most people my age know how she passed away, but I could be wrong about that.
Mm-hmm. What?
But she said it's not scary. She's showing me an image of her, like just kind of watching everything, mm-hmm. and then going to her kids, and like not physically going to her kids, but in spirit, mm-hmm. watching over them, and then kind of just going, just fading out.
Did she, before she passed, did she believe in an afterlife?
She believed in some kind of afterlife, but she didn't know what would happen per se.
So
because a lot of different people around the world have different views on it, and a lot of them felt true. Mm-hmm. but she was open to, she was undecided rather on what was going to happen.
But what did she personally experience when she transitioned? What was her experience?
Her experience was floating up towards the sky.
And did she meet Source?
She said, I met many.
Met many sources?
Yeah.
What did they look like?
I just see like an energy ball, like a like a bright energy ball.
Interesting. And what did it feel like?
Love and warmth.
That's nice. And here's an just another question. Does she going to, is she presently reincarnated on this planet, or is she going to?
She said yes to both.
Oh, where is she now? Like, where is she in?
I see like a little child.
Aw. Do you know where?
I want to say the Middle East.
And why that experience?
Contrast, because it provides contrast. She's ready for it.
Yeah. Okay. And what is her the past life that most influenced her role, her life as Diana? Like, what is a past life that unfolded into that?
Well, I'm going to tell you guys what just happened.
Okay.
So I'm walking down the street. I look to my left, and I was told, look, and I look to my left, and there's a statue of Mother Teresa right next to me in the window of a store.
Wow.
What so is... I think that's what
an answer.
Yeah, that's what she was saying. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Because the answers come before the questions. And that's why this is so difficult, because I'm sitting here trying to hold the answer in until you're done with the question.
Okay.
And it's like very, very fast information.
Okay. So can you, Diana, are you saying that you were Mother Teresa?
I think what she's saying is that persona influenced her more than anything.
Okay. Okay.
Because she's not claiming to be Mother Teresa.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, Diana, it was amazing speaking to you. Is there anything else that you want to share at this time before we sign off?
She's saying go with love in your heart. And she's saying go with God.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, you were
very short and sweet.
What'd she say?
I said very short and sweet.
Yeah, no, she is. She is. Yeah. And it's effective. So
yeah.
Well, thank you. This was really lovely to talk to you. And, you know, would it be okay if maybe in the future if we feel called to talk to you again?
She said yes. She's shaking her head yes.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Diana. It was lovely to talk to you.
You as well.
Okay. Huh, cool.
Interesting.
You what? As well.
She was just, like, just her verbiage is just like very proper.
Yeah. That's cool. That was cool. I like that. That was very, it felt very grounded, you know?
It did feel very grounded. It wasn't like, I don't know how to describe how I felt.
Yeah.
I personally feel like there was a lot of distractions around me. Mm-hmm. And she kept trying to like focus me back in, like, listen. And I'm like, why was I taken here if there's so many distractions? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah, it was like she was very grounding. She was just a very grounding person.
Yeah, thank you so much. That was really awesome. I really enjoyed that. That was cool. So you guys, if you have any comments on this or any other, you know, people, celebrity spirits that you think might be good to interview, like we were mentioning in the beginning, definitely let us know on Facebook or Instagram, or shoot us an email at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com. Also, yeah, definitely follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We're trying to get pretty interactive over there. And also, we've had a couple people reaching out to us recently, offering to help in certain ways that they feel called to. So if you are enjoying this podcast and you want to be part of it in some way, we would love to talk to you. Just reach out to us, shoot us an email, and yeah, we can see if maybe something's in alignment. And you know, we really want to get more people involved with this, because it feels like, you know, it's a larger project than just the two of ours. Yeah, we can all kind of have a part in expanding this. So yeah, Ambi, anything on your end?
No, I think you said it really well. Send us some form of communication if you want to help out, or if you have an interesting story.
Yes.
I've known a couple people that have had really crazy, awesome stories, but they're just not comfortable sharing. We can, if you type it out, we can read it. We'll keep you anonymous if you like.
Yeah.
Or we'll try to get you on, which would be even better. But follow your intuition, and if you feel called to help us or share your story with us, then please feel free.
Yeah, any stories about things out of the norm, or near death experiences, or overcoming something that you were told you couldn't overcome, anything like that would be amazing. Definitely. And yeah, leave us a rating or review if you haven't already. And if you want a reading with Ambi, reach out. And if you want an EFT session with me, reach out. And otherwise, till next time, keep on blooming.
I like that. Bye, guys.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would give us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. If you'd like to get in touch for a reading with Ambi, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at innerbloompodcast. Until next time, remember, open your heart to the seeds of love and light and bloom from within.